Like.
What's on your mind for a Monday? That's the question. Answer at 800-228-0550. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon.
And I'm Steve Bakken.
You're back.
I'm back.
Did you fly with any 9-year-old kids? Whoa, wait, what are you doing in Las Vegas? Youngster, back to Minneapolis for you. Did you see this story?
Tell you what, flying out of McCarran yesterday, there was a sense of heightened security. A lot of people were questioning. It's like, what happened here? A 9-year-old hopped on a plane. Nobody checked it, got through all the security checkpoints. How secure are those security checkpoints? I had an opportunity to talk to a couple TSA agents off the record and off duty, and they were like, we're going to blame the furlough. We're going to blame the government shutdown on this. It took me an hour and 15 minutes to get through security yesterday to fly back to Bismarck. They had all the gates open. All the lines were working, so I didn't see a shortage of TSA personnel yesterday.
In case you missed this, a youngster in Minneapolis boarded a plane for Las Vegas without a boarding pass, and the Transportation Security Agency, TSA, Sunday morning, said staffing is currently low due to the number of employees furloughed in the wake of the federal government shutdown. They sent out an email Sunday clarifying that frontline officers are working during the furlough. The child was screened along with all other passengers to ensure that he was not a threat to the aircraft.
Whoa. How was the child screened? Because I have to hand over my ID. A 9-year-old's not going to have one. I have to hand over my boarding pass, which the 9-year-old didn't have one. That's part of the screening process. Yeah. So how do they say that child was screened?
I suppose that he went through the normal magnometers and whatever with the conveyor belt with the bag, but somebody didn't check off,
It's part of the screening.
Here's the deal. Don't blame the furlough. Give me a break. Somebody screwed up. Find out who screwed up. Get to the bottom of it. I'm so tired of the blame game on the furloughs and all the, self-inflicted pain. How about the latest now? The National Park Service placing cones along a highway outside Mount Rushmore so you can't pull over and take a picture of the monument. No. Sort of like the Painted Canyon deal, 94 west near Medora. Same deal. We're closing the overlook. This is getting ridiculous. Right up there with barriers at the World War II Memorial.
Would those cones stop you from stopping? No. Somebody wants to complain about me stopping and driving over a cone so I can take a picture, I'm going to have a bigger issue.
Well, from what I could see of it, where you would pull off is blocked by cones. So unless you run over the cones, you obviously have nowhere to go. Otherwise, you're going to be in traffic. But it's just inflicting more pain. That's all it is. And, again, kid gets on an aircraft illegally, ends up going to Las Vegas, and all of a sudden it's the furlough's fault. Most of the media continuing to suggest it's the Republicans' fault, though I have a sense, and I'm curious if others agree or disagree, the longer this goes with the argument from the Obama administration and the Senate and House Democrats that there will be no negotiation seems to be troublesome for the Obama administration and Democrats, because I don't know how you say, we're not going to negotiate, and then somehow somebody else is to blame. You know what I mean? I don't know how that is going to continue to hold. I think that argument falls apart day by day by day.
Everybody's being a 2-year-old here, and it's all about pointing fingers, and that's what we've gotten to be as a society. It's always somebody else's fault. Always got to point the finger. We didn't do it. They did it.
And by the way, the House of Representatives this weekend went piece by piece all weekend long, even going so far as to say, look, if military priests want to celebrate mass as a volunteer, you need to let them, because actually they faced arrest. According to the Archdiocese for Military Services, GS and contract priests who are paid by the federal government as independent contractors in places where there are not enough active duty priests to meet the needs of Catholics in the military, forbidden from celebrating Mass even on a volunteer basis. If they violate the restriction, they face possible arrest.
So it's nice to know that God has been furloughed.
We need the legislation to straighten that out now. Can you believe that? Incredible. Anyway, here's the number to weigh in on these and other stories, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I have another question for listeners, too. Front page of the Bismarck Tribune today is a story about a student at Bismarck High School who is gay, openly gay, and evidently well-liked there, which is great, so much so he was elected by his peers as homecoming king, right? And now he's starting a gay-straight alliance club at Bismarck High School for gay students, straight students, so you can sort of, I guess, remove the stigma. And the story explains this. Anybody else notice a proliferation of these stories, especially even in our local media, where they seek out these kind of stories and get them front and center? In other words, is this front page news? Is this, part of me sees this as exploiting this youngster, throwing him into the spotlight because we're trying to celebrate a gay agenda here. I mean, I guess the club somewhat newsworthy in that it's new, right? But is it front page news, the Bismarck Tribune? What's the agenda here? What's the news here? Am I missing something, Steve?
I look at this as, is there a line? I don't care what the club is, but it seems like there's a proliferation of clubs, and these are school-sanctioned clubs. Well, when they're sanctioned by the school, that means there's valuable resources that the school has to put out, whether it's an administration side of that, whether it's a counseling side of that. Somebody from the school has to kind of take oversight of that. With what's going on in the schools and the schools being so strapped, are we winding up too many clubs? Is there a Ludafisk club? I hope not someday, but could it go that far? Where's the line? By the way, I bring that up because I'm admonishing you for not trying Ludafisk this past weekend.
Yeah, good thing you weren't there. By the way, if there was a Ludafisk club, I'm not sure it'd be front page news. The Bismarck. I'm questioning whether this is newsworthy. Why do these things go front page? Maybe I just don't know what passes for news these days. Anyway, 800-228-0550. If you got your Bismarck Tribune and read that today, maybe you want to weigh in on that. 701-258-0550. Let's get to the phones here. Tim, somewhere in North Dakota, wants to weigh in first up. Tim, where are you?
Just calling. I guess my comment on the whole budget impasse thing and blaming the Republicans is, Scott, as you're well aware, we have a representative republic form of government in this country. And those congressmen that are voting to make changes to Obamacare and so on are representing their people. That's their constituency. That's what their constituents are telling them they want. So it's not going against the will of the people. It's representing the people.
Yeah, it's going against the will of the press, though, which makes them crazy, Tim, because, Media Research Center did a analysis said, in a week's time, 25 stories, I think rough numbers, reported on this, blamed Republicans for the shutdown and not one blaming the Democrats. So I agree with you. This is, these people are duly elected. Members of the House of Representatives are in there battling, doing what they believe their constituents want them to do. So their opinion should hold no less water than somebody over in the Senate who's carrying President Obama's water, right?
Right. I mean, I guess that's what, kind of my whole issue with this is our government is working as it's supposed to. I mean, each side is representing what their constituents are telling them they want. I guess that's how our government was supposed to work. That's part of the checks and balances, that you just don't have carte blanche to run whatever you want to run.
Like, I couldn't agree with you more. To me, it's the checks and balance system, but although I find it rather ironic that the legal system right now is getting kind of put on hold because of the judge side of this and some of the defunding that goes on with that. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Matt in Bismarck. Matt, what's on your mind today?
A couple things here real quick. On the government shutdown, I find it really stupid that we're closing all the national parks, but we have the manpower and the finances to enforce people staying out of the national parks, but the Border Patrol shut down, So it's more important for the government to keep keep us, the people, off our property than it is to keep the illegals out of here. Prime example, I got a brother who lives in South Florida. He went Saturday, he went to Florida Bay to go fishing, and where the boat ramps were all closed, coned off with a sign up that said because it was part of a national seashore, it was shut down. No one was allowed to use it. My brother moved the cones, put his boats in, and I went fishing. Then, you know, I asked him, I said, really? He said, oh, yeah. He said, I didn't go fight for this country, so I can be told I can't go on my property. You know, and another part of this is if all the national parks are shut down and everything in Washington, why is Obama still in the White House? That's our house.
All right, Matt. Well, you got to keep the president secure with or without a shutdown. But appreciate your comment. Thanks for the call. And by the way, did you hear about the park ranger who said we were told to make things as miserable as possible for people?
Yeah.
Amazing. More of your calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org. Hunt with heroes. This pheasant opener, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Saturday, October 12th, the Zeeland Project for Wounded Warriors. A very special day in Zeeland, North Dakota, honoring our soldiers. The day kicks off with a pheasant hunt at 8 a.m., followed by an adult and youth trap shoot tournament at 2, with great prizes including shotgun for the top prize. Refuel at 5 at an old-fashioned hog roast and relax at the Freedom Concert, featuring Nashville recording artists Michael Lusk and Morgan Seymour. Purchase a raffle ticket for your chance to win a one-of-a-kind guitar signed by Loretta Lynn, Randy Travis, and more, or bid on a variety of silent auction items. The Zeeland Project for Wounded Warriors. Advance tickets are only $20 and available at the Quencher and Hag, the last resort in Zeeland, or online now at StopSmellNow.com or call 701-851-0023. Tickets available day of the event at the Zeeland City Hall, too. All proceeds benefit the Wounded Warrior families. Mark your calendars, Saturday, October 12th. Spend the day at a hero's hunt in Zeeland, North Dakota for this pheasant opener.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 2nd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1295.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1342.30, $671.15 for a half ounce, or $335.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1342.30, $671.15, and $335.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your mind. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Not a bad week. If you don't have snow, you're going to be a little bit warmer than those that do. And when you get down to southwestern North Dakota and down into South Dakota, lots of snow. Lead South Dakota, like 46 inches or something like that this week, and 19 in Rapid City. Unbelievable. So where you don't have snow cover, you're going to have a pretty nice day, though. Bismarck Mandan this hour, 35. In Williston, 45. Dickinson, 38. Minot, 45. In Jamestown, they're at 41. Devils Lake, 44. Grand Forks, 43. Fargo, 44. Billings at 42. Miles City, 43. Rapid City at 43 this hour. Mobridge, 41. Pier at 43. Aberdeen at 38. And Lemon at 35.
By the way, any of those folks still are without power, we'd love to hear from you. Hi, you toughing it? 18 inches in 24 hours in Henninger. Hopefully you got your batteries well stocked for the radio. And if you're without power, I want to hear from you. Just find out how you're faring. Anything we can do as good neighbors, let us know. Anywhere in North Dakota, South Dakota, 800-228-0550. A couple of guests that will join us later on the program. We're going to talk to Jack Murphy. He spent 20 years of hard time in New York and Florida prisons. A bad guy, and now has made it his mission to go into prisons and is a jail chaplain. We're going to talk with him a little bit about, he's a motivational speaker. I don't know that he's a jail chaplain himself, but an author and a motivational speaker. And he's coming actually for an event in North Dakota on the 22nd, so you'll meet him. Rudy Martinson's going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about questions that are being raised about North Dakota blue laws and when bars can open and close and when stores can open and close and whether or not times should provoke a change in that policy. We're going to talk about that coming up as well. Who's next to chat here at 800-228-0550?
Now let's get back to the phones. Matt in Bismarck, what's on your mind today? Or Brad, rather, in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Hey, I wanted to mention this whole shutdown thing. The decisions that are being made about these national parks and whatnot lie solely in the hands of the executive branch of the government. We have three branches, as you know, judicial, legislative, and executive. And the decisions that are being made about closing parks and all this stuff are executive branch decisions. They cannot blame this on the Republicans, and anybody that has any understanding of the basics of the U.S. civil government institution, whatever, it's ridiculous that they're trying to blame this on the government or on the Republicans. President Barack Obama has every right as the leader of the executive branch of the government to make these decisions, and he's the one doing it. And the thing that people need to remember is in 1995, when the government was shut down during the Clinton administration, none of these things happened. None of them were closed. The memorials weren't closed. The parks weren't closed. The ocean wasn't closed. This is solely in the hands of our president. And he is doing this on purpose to injure the American people. This is an outrage, and they need to be shouting this from the rooftops. This is not the Republicans. You cannot, in any circumstances, blame it on the Republicans. This is the executive branch decision, bottom line. That's it. It has nothing to do with politics or parties or anything. The law states that this is an executive branch decision. That's it. And if it was a Republican president, I would be saying the same thing.
By the way, a story in one of the Washington papers over the weekend, quoting a angry Park Service ranger, said it's a cheap way to deal with the situation. We've been told to make life as difficult for people as we can. It's disgusting. So this is happening all over the place. We've heard the stories about the World War II Memorial, but there's others now. The latest Mount Rushmore, Painted Canyon, an example out in western North Dakota where they closed the rest stop. Then literally block off the rest stop. I mean, preventing you, Brad, or anyone else from pulling over and taking a look at the beautiful Badlands.
Didn't put a big sheet or a cover over it. That might have been the next step.
Yeah, I'm waiting. John in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Hi. Say on Friday you had a guest, Pat. I don't know what his last name was, and I had an exchange with him. One of our problems as conservatives, as Republicans as a whole, is we seem to want to attack and attack and attack. We don't respect each other's opinions, and some seem to think they know more than the rest, and they want to try to down-talk or downplay, kind of like liberals do. I'm not saying that's what he was doing, but It was about Mr. Holden and Ms. Heitkamp's exactly the same way, either one of them. Neither one of them should be allowed to be senators. But in my opinion, it was about the town hall meeting thing, and he says, well, if that's my only criteria, well, your first guest said it best. Cruz, Rand Paul, Lee, Kevin Cramer, they go out, they listen to what their people want, and they vote accordingly. And John Hoeving is not doing that. The internet tax, perfect example. He picked winners and losers on that. He picked business over the rest of us out here. And my point was that I said that why isn't he working to lower their corporate tax and their payroll tax? And even though he can't do nothing about the property tax, but he could use his bully pulpit to do that and make an equal playing field. Instead, he chose to punish all of us out here, and he created a tax. And your guest said, "Who, he's against taxes." No, he created a tax, 100%. That's what he did. And the town hall meetings are a place where I can actually communicate with him, look him square in the eye, and try to give me a square answer. We're on the radio or whatever. That doesn't happen. He votes along special interest groups. And when your guest said he was the head of the chamber, I don't know if it was Bismarck or North Dakota or whatever it was, that showed exactly why his priorities are where they are.
All right. Well, I mean, but again, John, to be fair, and you're talking about Pat Finken, who was a sub for Steve, who was gone on Friday as guest host, is a member on a U.S. Chamber of Commerce board. But, you know, and on the internet tax, as an example, I think it's a bad idea. There was a split. You know, you had North Dakota's congressional delegation split on that with the senators in one camp and Congressman Cramer in another. But there were, quote-unquote, conservatives that favored that as a sort of level the playing field for Main Street deals. So, you know, on that particular one there, and that's where I think the chamber issue came up. As I pointed out also, we applaud Senator Hoeving for doing talk radio town halls, at least just like Congressman Cramer, and coming on here and taking the program. Whether, you know, that's enough access is something you're going to have to take up with them. But
Bottom line, agree or disagree, you know, we do have two-thirds of our congressional delegation that do come on the program to speak with listeners. And, you know, kudos for that. And yeah, that's the bottom line.
And without any restrictions on, I don't want to take calls from folks, right? I mean, they come here and take what comes, and a lot does. So I think that's, you know, to suggest they don't belong in the same camp is all I'm saying, because they accept their invites whenever we ask. Appreciate the call, John. Thanks. Up against the clock again. We're going to chat with someone that has quite a story to tell. Imagine spending 20 years in prison. Hard time. And a bad guy. Reform. How? We'll find out when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Any questions or comments for our guests, feel free to give us a call. Our first guest coming up, Jack Murphy, reformed criminal, who is now an author and Christian motivational speaker, who is the keynote speaker for the Jail Chaplain Association's annual Desert Social and fundraiser. And Jack, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to hear your voice.
Jack, give us a little rundown. Go ahead, Scott.
No, that's all right. I just was going to welcome Jack to the program, as you've done, Steve, and have him tell us his story. I mean,
a little background.
We have many guests on this program, but it's the first time we've had someone that was sentenced to double life in prison plus 20. Right? Double. What does a guy do to get a double life sentence plus 20, Jack?
You got to be busy, a little bit crazy, but I just got out of prison 24 hours ago. I was with the Bill Glass Weekend of Champions behind the Walls Prison Ministry in Atlanta. We went in with 250 people and went into 8 prisons with athletes, entertainers, motorcycles, and bands, drew the crowd out, and saw a tremendous response from staff and from the inmates. And I've done that in over 2,500 different prisons all over the world. Recently retired from the Bill Glass organization. Bill played football for the Cleveland Browns and was with the Billy Graham Crusades back in the 60s and went into the Coliseums and then started doing prison work and military bases and all. And in 1974, he came to the maximum security prison in Florida where I was serving all that time. And on that weekend, I made some decisions that radically changed my life. And I'm a product. I'm a product of jail chaplains and volunteers, Christians that write and come in, people not just the pew potatoes and the closet Christians, but the ones that say, "Lord, send me," the ones that came in, and they're the only ones who come in. They're the only people, the believers in the, of Jesus are the only ones who show up year after year after year. And I went out and back in the 70s there, watched these programs, and then on a Sunday morning, I'd never been in a prison chapel, but I went in to see another one of these athletes, and on that morning, the chaplain said something that I share in prisons all over the world, and I said, I was sitting in the back row of the chapel, and he said, "Look, if the best you could do, the best your attorneys, your money, your family, your education could do is that this morning you woke up in a prison cell and all you had was a prison shirt to put on, you're not managing your life very well. You need a new manager." And I tell people that all over the country. If you've got just a big cloud over your head, if your life is just sort of in a holding pattern, maybe you're not managing your life very well, and that'll man said, that chaplain said, if you'll come down here to the front, I want to introduce you to a young man who wants to manage your life. I want to introduce you to a young man who was arrested and taken to jail, into the courtroom, found guilty of stuff he didn't do, executed, and he rose up from the grave, and the world measures time before or after him. And so I figured, well, that stuff really doesn't work on guys like me. I've been in drugs for years and years. I've been in prison in New York. Another man and I pulled off the largest jewel robbery in America's history when we stole the J.P. Morgan gem collection out of the American Museum of Natural History, and Hollywood made a movie about that called Murph the Surf. My name's Murphy. My nickname's Murph. I'm in the Surfing Hall of Fame, and I'm 76 years old, and I still surf. I still go out, paddle out with the guys. And that movie was about that jewel robbery when we stole the J.P. Morgan gem collection. And anyway, a whole lot of adventures, a whole lot of crazy choices and all. And I went down front and I figured, this stuff, this Jesus stuff, this God stuff really doesn't work on guys like me who've burned up their ticket. But I said, you know, what the heck? I've taken a lot of chances. Let me just take a shot. Maybe Billy Graham and Martin Luther King and Mother Teresa and Grandma, maybe they've got something that really works. So I went down, me and another big old guy went down front, and I don't know what anybody said. I just signified that, man, I need some help. I need some help. And I tell that to people all over. You need some help. You need some peace. You need some hope. Then Jesus is what makes it work. And as I said, I've trained several hundred thousand people in sharing their faith over the years with the Bill Glass Organization, and how to get out there and do what the God tells you to do. And why do you do it? Why do people go? And the reason that they go is because Jesus said, if you'll go, I'll go with you. And that's one of the greatest statements in all history. If you will go and be about God's business, he'll go with you. And you'll receive the power to understand things and say things and do things. And you're the vehicle that he rides in. So that's what I do. That's what I do. And I'm coming up. I'm looking forward to coming to Fargo. My people are all Westerners. My dad was born in Montana. Mom was born in Colorado. I'm a California kid. But when I come up there, I'm going into the jails. I'm going with Jerry Leach and into whatever facilities there are to talk to the inmates. And then I fly from there to New Orleans, where I'm going into jails and the prisons down in New Orleans. And that's what I do. I just go and tell the story and give the credit and the glory and the honor to the people that do the work that God has called us to do. So that's about the nutshell of it there. And on that banquet we're having at that luncheon, dessert social we're having, I'm going to take people on a jewel robbery heist. I'm going to take them into New York City, climb the walls of that big museum and swing off the ropes into the J.P. Morgan gem collection and take them on a trip that not everybody can take them on.
We're talking with Jack Murphy, reformed criminal, now author and Christian motivational speaker, going to be in Fargo for an event. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550 if you have any questions or comments for our guest. Jack, we know why you went to jail. You were sentenced to life plus 20. First of all, how do you get out with life plus 20? And second of all, you keep referencing guys like you. What is a guy like you? Is there a predisposed, quote-unquote, guy like you that falls into the system?
Guys like me, when I say that, are guys that have burned up their ticket. Guys that people don't bet on anymore because they've made so many bad choices and they've been in prison. And usually when a guy goes to prison, he goes back. About 70% of the guys who go to jail in prison, they go back. In California, Puerto Rico, New Mexico, Texas, 80% of the guys who come in prison, they go back to prison. Because like the Bible says, a dog returns to his vomit. And what happens? Guys get out of prison, gals get out of prison, they go back to the same chunk, the same crowd, the same stuff, and if nothing changes, nothing changes. And talking about how do you get out of prison, I had double life in 20 in Florida. I did a jump change up a couple of years up in New York for that museum burglary, and then I had federal time to do on top of that. But there's a word that people don't understand. It's called parole. Parole is a provision that's offered by the Department of Corrections and by the government. If a guy keeps his nose clean, if he keeps his record clean, if he gets involved in the programs and does the right thing, well then there's mitigating and aggravating circumstances. A guy can get a 20-year sentence, and he can do that 20. He can, but if he goes in the programs and gets his mind right, and he has some outside help, somebody that will support him. You know, when I came out of prison, I had sheriffs and mayors, aside from the church people, that were saying they had no objection to me coming to, say, Central Florida and working in the, because I worked in the programs. I taught school for 15 years in prison. I got every diploma, every certificate, and I made that time serve me. And as I did that and became productive in there, working in programs, working with the other guys, that my sentence started being reduced. And I still did a lot more time in prison than other guys. I went to prison with a few other dudes. One guy did 5 years. One guy did 8 years. I did 19 years because of the publicity and the movie that was made while I was locked up. That all aggravated the situation. But I did a lot more time. And then I was on parole for 15 years, a stringent parole where I couldn't move or do anything without permission, without a detailed itinerary of where I was going, what I was doing. But by then, I had gained enough support from the Department of Corrections, from the parole people, from the ministries that I worked with, that I had an incredible adventure, and I'm still on it, And it's just a remarkable journey that you know, people, they always say, God has a better plan for your life. Well, I'm in the middle of that plan right now.
Well, you mentioned the story that the jewel theft became a movie, and the press called you one of the suspects in the Whiskey Creek murders, where two women and the theft of $500,000 in stocks that were involved were later a threat to talk and ended up dead as part of this. You go into jail for in life, double life, plus 20. At what point does the switch flip then, and you have this transformation you talked about where your work in prison becomes, your time in prison becomes a passion, a mission? Explain that process.
I think what happens is, and this is something that's real difficult for non-believers to digest. It's even hard for a lot of church people or people of faith to digest. But I was always in programs. It didn't matter whether it was a program, an art program, a humanities program, college program, whatever they had. And I learned how to make the time serve me. So I went in those programs and I was doing good, and I'm on different kind of teams of counselors in the prison. And then Bill Glass, who had just retired from the Cleveland Browns, a 13-year career in the NFL, he came into prison with Roger Staubach from the Dallas Cowboys, some other athletes, and they did a program out on the yard and in the gym and in the prison, and several hundred volunteers came with them, and they spent 3 days in the prison, and they ate with us and visited the men back on death row, because I was in a building that had the largest death row in America in it at that time. And I went to the chapel. Just to see one of the athletes. So what happened? I got saved. We all hear that word saved. That's what Billy Graham does. That's what your preachers do. They present the gospel, and they tell people that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they can be saved from going to hell, being mad, being crazy, all that stuff. So I'm in the chapel to see this athlete, and the whole chaplain that was in there said, man, he says, you've heard all these people. You've heard all these testimonies. You've heard about the guys who pray in the locker room, guys who are their family, that they have great careers, great chapters in sports history. He said, but they all talk about the important role that God plays in a man's life. And he says, and that's where we're at today. He says, would you like to join God's team? He said, if the best you could do today is you woke up in a prison cell and all you had was a prison shirt to put on, you need a new manager. You're not managing your life very well.
And I'm curious when that happened. We're going to talk more about this after
that
the break.
Happened in 19, yeah, okay.
So, yeah, how many years into your lockup? Anyway, we'll talk more with Jack and his incredible story. 20 years. plus Double Life plus 20. And he's out now to tell his story. He'll be in Fargo on Tuesday night at Centennial Hall. More about the event when we come back with Jack Murphy. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Beep. This is an emergency. Essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at thepretmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thepretmart.com. That's thepretmart.com.
You're tuned to What's in Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you have any questions for our guest, Jack Murphy, reformed criminal, now an author and Christian motivational speaker. He's also a keynote speaker for the Jail Chaplain Association's annual dessert social and fundraiser taking place in Fargo. We'll find out more about that event coming up in just a few minutes. You mentioned the rates of recidivism, that people going back into prison, 70 80% in some cases. Does it all come down to the programs? Is it what you want to get out of your prison experience that makes the difference? Or is how's that
it's
path
a lot,
to keep that recidivism down?
It's a lot more complex than that. Burl Cain is the great warden at Angola Prison, one of the great, enormous prisons in Louisiana, one of the legendary places. And he says, programs, 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 they're good, but if it's just secular programs, all you're doing is making a smarter criminal. And there was a guy named Chaplain Ray on Christian radio for 37 years, one of the godfathers in prison ministry, and he said the solution to crime, the solution to recidivism, is changing criminals into Christians. And that's it. If you don't deal with a man's heart, and then you're just passing out Band-Aids. I spoke in Jerusalem at a world conference on recidivism and crime prevention through religion, and everybody kept saying, well, give them an education when they get to prison. Give them a job when they get out. And I told them, listen, I just spoke at a federal penitentiary in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas. In the audience serving time were 22 attorneys, 6 judges, and a congressman. They all had great educations. They all had great jobs. But they had an issue of the heart that we label as sin or envy, pride, whatever. And that's what gets people in trouble. And if you don't deal with that, and the only thing that deals with that is a relationship with God, is a faith remedy to that through Jesus Christ. And it's nothing else really, really works. You have tons and tons of guys that are out that don't go to church, that don't have a face of any kind, but they're still looking out the window. They're still paranoid. They're still living in a uncomfortable, lost space. But the answer, people, you know, we heard the song "Jesus is the Answer" and all those worn out phrases that we think of for squares and grandmas and all. But that's real stuff. There's an army of men and women coming out of prisons who are not criminals anymore. They're not addicts. They're not using and abusing the neighborhood and the family name and all, because Jesus Christ changes people's hearts and changes their lives. And that's what happened in my case. The old man said, when I went to that chapel the first time, you come down here. He said, I want to introduce you to a young man who wants to manage your life. You need a new manager. They didn't talk a bunch of church talk or anything. And I understood that managers were very important to athletes and entertainers. And so I went forward to see if I could get somebody to help me with my life. And that was the beginning. That was just like a lot of kids join the military for different reasons. Well, I went down with the attitude, I need a new manager. And that's, I asked, and then on the journey there, I found out how screwed up I was and what a mess I was and how, what was haywire in my life. And Christ started doing what I could do. And that's the answer. That's why the faith programs in America are starting to get a lot more, attention and credibility and respect, because nothing else works.
And, Jack, you were there as someone that, again, was sentenced to life, double life, plus 20. I mean, as far as you knew, you were going to be there for the rest of your life. What I was curious about is, you know, is it 1 year in? Is it 5 years in? At what point do you go, hey, I got nothing to lose. I might as well listen to this guy and find out more about these programs. I mean, does it take a while before those seeds take root?
It's kind of like a toothache. You don't go to the dentist till it's really throbbing in your head. At first, it's a little irritation, and it's the same way with life. You've gotten a divorce, you've lost a few jobs, you've got a little drinking problem, you got a little thing. But some of us, we have to hit the wall, and it really collapses. And I'm sitting in there. I have 2 life sentences in 20 years just for the state of Florida. I've got federal time on top of that. I've been in prison in New York for that museum robbery, and so it finally really got my attention. What they gave, the parole board gave me a parole date of the year 2244, and I keep hoping that these attorneys are going to make it happen, and they're going to get an appeal, they're going to get me out. But it just kept going downhill from there, and finally I go in there, and I had never heard the gospel story. I'd never heard the story that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that people don't have to perish and go to hell, but they can have life and have an abundant life. I'd never heard that until these athletes came in and these volunteers came in. And the chaplains and the church group, there was something going on. There was something going on. I was watching men's lives change as they started going in that direction. And so
fantastic.
I said, well, I'll take a shot.
And now, now you're participating in other lives changing. It's a pretty amazing story. Jerry Leach is here, and we only have less than a minute left, Jerry, but I do want folks to know that the Cass County Jail Chaplains is robust and a leader in the state, so this is a good opportunity for folks to find out more about it. How do they get information?
Amen. Well, you'll see it on up around town, posters and those kinds of things, but October 22nd, Centennial Hall at the Fargo Civic Center is where the event will be. You can go to Hornbuckers, any of those locations, to purchase a ticket. Or you can go to jailchaplains.com.
All right, so for folks that are outside the area that want to find out more about Jack's story and hear him Tuesday night, October 22nd, silent auction 5:30, live auction 6:45, program at 7, $15 per person. And Ed Schaefer among the speakers as well, good supporter of the Jail Chaplains. Jailchaplains.com to find out more. Jack, thank you. Great story, and look forward to seeing you on the 22nd. Jerry, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind, folks. Back to your calls after this.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.